This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Video games used to be a way to escape the outside world. Not anymore. Weekend Edition essayist David Kushner explains how the presidential candidates have infiltrated the virtual world.
You're racing your cherry red Rossellini Tempesta through the video game Burnout Paradise. Trees blur beside you on screen. Gleaming sports cars peel around the corners. As you speed past a billboard on the roadside, a familiar image catches your eye. It's the face of Barack Obama. And the message, early voting has begun. There's also the address of a website, voteforchange.com. Advertisements inside video games are nothing new, but a plug for a presidential candidate is unique. This fall, the video game publisher Electronic Arts confirmed that the Obama campaign had bought a series of in-game ads. The race for the gamer vote is on. It used to be striking to see a political hopeful on a late-night talk show or answering questions about his underwear on MTV. But as we spend more of our lives online, candidates are seeking us out where we live, in video games and virtual worlds. While Obama may be the first presidential candidate to advertise inside a game, he's not the first to go virtual. The cartoon-like online community Second Life has become a hotspot for political activities. John McCain supporters can teleport to the Straight Talk Cafe, a seaside gathering point with wicker chairs and tables on a simulated dock. Some computer geeks even watch the presidential debates on tiny screens inside virtual worlds. But it doesn't always go smoothly for politicians who appear in these digital places. Former Virginia Governor Mark Warner hit a snag when he was trying to create his character online. "I dematerialized into a gray blob," Warner later told me, "and rematerialized as a naked woman." Despite his virtual ads, Barack Obama thinks there are limits to how much time we should spend in these simulations. During a speech in Wisconsin, he told the crowd that there comes a time when everyone needs to unplug. "We're going to have to parent better and turn off the television set and put the video games away and instill a sense of excellence in our children, and that's going to take some time," he said. "But that might be harder than it sounds. As the kids of Generation Gamer grow up online, they're going to expect politicians to turn on, tune in, and meet them there."
David Kushner is a writer who covers digital culture.